So, please say who are you? Give a introducing of yourself.
I'm Eric Boros, and I'm the ex-drummer of Viala Laka. And it's hard to say that we've played at the festival because the festival is tomorrow, actually. But when this actually comes out on the radio, it will have been yesterday. So we can say it was a great festival. And we played really well.
Yes.
And it was a great audience.
My name is Michael Bartel. Michael Bartel. And I'm...
Bartel.
And I'm 30. Right now, finally.
30.
30.
Yes. Which a scorpion or
Vida?
What's that?
April?
This is a very important thing to know, isn't it? Aries, maybe, I think, in English.
And I liked the festival too. the audience was very, very nice to me because I want to have a very, very quiet audience, and they understand my concept very well. I'm very, very thank you for
said you must don't be ashamed.
Yeah. No. I'm very, very happy. I got very much money and enjoy the city, and we and personally the most favorite thing I've done on tour with Eric Boros is that we make a postcard with four pictures on it.
And our photos.
With four photos from Hamburg, like St. Pauli, then the...
And then I think they're all St. Pauli, actually.
Yeah.
And often,
yeah, okay. And then in the middle you can put a... very, very nice photo of yourself.
So this is what we did, and now we're going to send it. Actually, it's very difficult to for us to be serious, because it's very hard to be autocritical and say great things about yourself when you're on the radio.
Yeah.
That's just the way life is, don't it? It's not really a problem, but... Actually, Michael and I have known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
And so it's a really interesting experience.
That's okay.
It's been so far very, very interesting to see the difference in the evolution.
What city have the best evolution?
Oh, for sure, Bremen.
Bremen?
Yeah.
Evolution? No, it's Hamburg. It's very, very loud to me.
Yeah.
It's very, very stressed. And we have to catch the bus from Hanover to Hamburg on 4 o'clock in the morning, because the bus is very cheap. It's only 9 euro.
And we're getting paid about 9 euros for each concert, so that's all that we can afford.
Yeah, and on 7 o'clock in the morning we arrived in Hamburg today. And
you mean 2 days ago?
Oh yes, I forgot.
Total mind destruction tour.
Wow.
And then we are going out of the bus, and then we are
we almost had a fucking bus accident this morning. 2 days ago in the morning, of course, I mean. And then we come to Hamburg and we're totally fucking tired.
So we was to try for paying just 1 euro for the
too cheap.
And then...
Hey, we also wanted to see the beautiful city of Hamburg, you know?
No.
Yeah.
Will we see it?
The best time to see a city is early in the morning.
Yeah, sure, but we just walked the wrong way and then we saw fucking cars.
We saw the worst, so shittiest part of Hamburg, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Let's be serious now.
This is totally serious.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah, it's the...
Luckily we had some tea. And potato falafel.
Before you get your tea and your potatoes, maybe you can answer me my question, how do you come to this kind of music? So people may be interested in that. How anybody can make such a obscure music?
You haven't seen as anything yet. You know, it's interesting because we've been trying to define, because any music now, actually it's not so important what you play. The most important thing is that you can find a very interesting subgenre to define the category of the music in which you have decided to play. Because even if people don't come to see you play and nobody listens, at least some people can read the flyers or email information messages to know about this subcategory that you invented it before anybody else did.
Yeah.
So Michael is a... Michael has developed acoustic beatboxing noise. I mean, you know what we're talking about, right? How do you describe this? Yeah. Like this 1,000 cassette, 90-minute cassette with 1,000 songs on it, you know?
Yeah, and just...
Just like everything is very loud and harsh.
Yeah.
So in fact, it's not at all harsh anymore, and it's totally sometimes absolutely banal and boring.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, have developed my style to the blues man of the of the noise scene. The reason for this is because nobody else had come to that before. And because most people are afraid to play guitar in a noise concert, except with about 30 pedals.
Yeah, you're an expert in chip noise.
Nobody knows about this anymore, you know? And maybe for good reason. Yeah, like, I mean, I feel like all these really... sometimes very stupid cassette releases, and I have like this obscure museum of strange art that nobody else knows about. So it's interesting, you know, 10 years or 15 years later to wake up in a totally different world, you know? I don't know if... I assume for some reason that it was the same for you, Michael.
Yes, but I leave shit noise
behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you were able to meet girls and other human beings.
Maybe, yes.
In real life, you know?
Maybe we discuss this next year. Maybe you are ready to speak better. So we must stop now because the time is running.
And the man is calling.
Hello?